Brothers and sisters,
今天跟大家分享的题目是情辞迫切的祷告。
The title of today's sermon is Pray in Boldness.
在我们当中，多半的人都有经历到祷告。
Most among us have the experience of praying.
人为什么要祷告呢？
Why do we need to pray?
人为什么会继续的祷告呢？
Why do we continue to pray?
多半祷告的开始都是因为我有一个需要。
It all started with some need.
这个需要我没有办法达到。
We can't achieve our need.
我盼望这位上帝能够介入。
I wish God would intervene.
让我所期望的能够达成。
So what I hope may be done.
所以这个是一般祷告的一个方式。
This is the way to pray.
上帝了解我们，我们确实有这样的一个倾向。
God understands our need.
所以上帝借着这样我们的一个需要跟愿望呢，他来引导我们进入真正祷告的意义。
Through our needs, God will lead us into the true meaning of prayer.
在这个祷告的里面，我们看见在路加福音第十一章讲到耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说，求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒。
So in Luke chapter 11, one day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us how to pray, just as John taught us his disciples.
很奇妙的一件事情是，好像耶稣以前都没有教导他的门徒怎么祷告。
It looks as though Jesus never taught his disciples how to pray before.
应该耶稣应该教导他们说，你们要祷告的时候呢，你们应该遵守第一项、第二项、第三项的规则，你们这样去祷告就可以了。
But it's not just rule 1, 2, 3 how to pray.
但是耶稣并没有这样做。
Jesus didn't teach them that way.
耶稣没有教导他们怎么样去祷告，但是他们看见一件事情。
But the disciples saw one thing.
他们看见这位耶稣常常自己去祷告。
They saw Jesus praying constantly.
有时候是在天还没有亮的时候，他就去祷告了。
Sometime before daybreak.
有时候一天疲惫的非常的劳累的时候呢，结果呢，大家在准备休息的时候呢，耶稣去祷告了。
So when he's tired, he still go to pray.
但是耶稣从来没有教他们怎么祷告。
But Jesus never taught them how to pray.
但是有一天，这些门徒呢，看见了施洗约翰呢，在教他的门徒怎么祷告。
But one day they saw Baptist John taught his disciple how to pray.
所以他们想说，哎，别的夫子教他的门徒祷告，那你是我们的夫子，那你也应该教我们祷告啊。
So you're our mentor. Why don't you teach us how to pray?
而且这一次是当耶稣在一个地方祷告，而且祷告完了以后呢，有一个门徒这样来向他请求。
And this request was sent to him right after he finished praying.
这是我们主耶稣的方法。
So this is the way of Jesus.
他不是先把教条交给你。
So he didn't give us the rules at first.
耶稣让他们看我是怎么样的一位。
He teach by his action.
耶稣让他们感觉到说我是一个祷告的人。
He let them feel I'm a man of prayer.
我不需要你们去学那个祷告的样式跟模样。
It's not the mold or model of prayer.
我在各样的情况之下，我都在那里祷告。
I pray in all circumstances.
所以在门徒的里面呢，他们的心里面被吸引了。
So his way of praying attracts his disciples.
因为在耶稣跟着他们带领他们的过程中，耶稣事实上是常常非常的疲惫。
So Jesus felt very tired oftentimes teaching them.
耶稣的工作从早到晚几乎没有停止过。
So he worked incessantly from daybreak to.
他忙到一个阶段，他的家人都认为他疯了。
He worked so hard, even his family think he was crazy.
但是他的门徒注意到，这么样一个劳累忙碌的，却常常要去祷告。
Despite his tiredness, he still prayed constantly.
当他祷告完了以后，耶稣就变了。
So after praying, they can see the change in Jesus.
耶稣好像被更新了一样。
He looks refreshed.
所以这样吸引了门徒说，到底这个祷告里面有什么样的事情我们没有学到呢？
This is how Jesus attracts his disciples. There must be something in his prayer.
所以他们借着这个机会提出来说， 施洗约翰的门徒都从他的老师学到祷告，那你应该教我们怎么祷告。
That's why they said, just as John taught us his disciples, Lord, teach us how to pray.
所以耶稣就来教导他们说，你们祷告的时候要说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
He said to him, when you pray, said, Father, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, on earth as in heaven.
我们日用的饮食天天赐给我们。
Give us each day our daily bread.
赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
Forgive our debt as we have forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
所以耶稣来教他们祷告的内容。
So this is the contents of his teaching of prayer.
他的祷告说，你们祷告的对象是在天上的父，他在天上看得见你们，他爱你们，他要关心你们。
So we pray our Father in heaven.
你们从心里面发出的祷告呢？你们心里面要盼望人都尊他的名为圣。
So pray from your heart, hallowed be thy name.
这个圣这个字呢，中文用的很特别。
Hallowed has a special meaning in Chinese.
事实上，圣中文里面意思有点像圣洁的意思。
It means pure.
Holy. 这个圣经呢，我们也讲。一个经呢，但是它是圣经，因为什么？因为它是分别为圣的。
So we call the Holy Bible because separate from the pagan world.
在当时的话叫圣殿，那也是分别为圣的。
They call this Holy Temple, it's separated from the others.
基督徒呢，事实上也被称为圣徒。
Christians claim to be holy too.
所以说，因为神的名在地上呢，并不被人尊为圣。
Because his name was not hallowed in the earth.
所以耶稣来教导门徒说，你们要这样祷告。
That's why he taught them how to pray this way.
并且呢，愿上帝的国，他的权柄能够降临。
That kingdom come, that will be done.
因为上帝的权柄在地上并没有办法通行。
Because his power is not throughout the world, throughout the earth yet.
神的旨意。按着他的喜悦的旨意呢，在地上呢受到了拦阻，不像在天上一样。
So his will is not unobstructed like in the heaven.
耶稣也顾念到，世上有一些的人，他们每一天为着日常的饮食，他们成为他们极重的困难跟压力。
So people toil for their daily bread.
所以他这样的向他们要他们这样的祷告说，我们日用的饮食天天赐给我们。
That's why he said, "Give us each day our daily bread."
并且在我们的内心里面，因为我们不肯赦免人，所以呢，我们对上帝的赦免呢，我们没有办法真正的经历到。
Because we didn't forgive others, that's why we cannot really experience God's forgiveness to us.
并且我们在日常的生活中，我们常常遇见试探，我们常常跌倒，我们常常软弱。
We stumble from temptations, we're weak.
这个世界仍然是被那个邪恶的掌管，所以叫我们能够脱离那恶者。
The rule is ruled by Satan, so that's why deliver us from the evil.
所以耶稣把祷告的事情呢教导了门徒。
So he taught us the important thing, how to pray.
接下来耶稣又说，你们中间谁有一个朋友，半夜到他那里去，说朋友，请借给我三个饼。
Then he said to them, Suppose one of you has a friend, and he goes to him at midnight and says, Friend, lend me three loaves of bread.
因为我有一个朋友行路来到我这里，我没有什么给他摆上。
Because a friend of mine on the journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him.
所以在这里我们看到有三个朋友。
So there's three friends.
一个人他的朋友呢从外地来找他。
Visiting from afar.
所以他们两个是朋友。
So they're friends.
但是他来的时间呢是半夜。
But the friends arrived at midnight.
所以这个时候呢，他发现他半夜来到他们这里呢，在当时巴勒斯坦这个地方呢，你必须要是你的义务，是你的责任，要招待你的朋友。
That's local custom to entertain your visitors.
所以他发现他自己没有东西可以招待，所以他跑到他另外一个朋友的地方去敲门。
Because of nothing, that's why he knocked on the door of his neighbor.
他找的也是他的朋友，说朋友，请你借给我三个饼。
That's why he said, "Lend me three loaves of bread."
因为我有一个朋友行路来到我这里，我没有办法给他什么。
Because a friend of mine on the journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him.
所以这里面这个人呢，他遇到了两个很尴尬的情况。
There's two dilemmas in front of him.
第一个尴尬的情况是他半夜要去敲他的朋友的门。
The first dilemma is to knock on the door at midnight.
第二个尴尬是因为他的另外一个朋友，他没有饼给他。
Second dilemma is nothing to offer to the other friend.
所以这个人有两个尴尬，很困难的。
So there's two difficulties in front of him.
不招待他的朋友，他过不去。
So it's his duty to entertain one of his friends.
但是半夜要去找他的朋友要饼呢，也是一个过不去的事情。
And then there's another dilemma asking another friend to provide him with something.
结果那个在里面的人就回答说，不要搅扰我，门已经关闭，孩子们也同我在床上了，我不能起来给你。
Then the one inside answers, don't bother me, the door is already locked, and my children are with me in bed, I can't get up and give you anything.
因为是半夜了，所以你不要来搅扰我。
So it's midnight, so don't bother me.
而且在当时来讲，你把门关上了，是有很多的安排才能够把门关上了，所以是很不方便的。
So it's a chore to close the door in the old days.
而且孩子已经在床上，也就是说，孩子他已经把他弄到让他能够睡着了。如果他起来的话，会把孩子吵醒，是很不舒服的一件事情。
He already tucks his children in. If he get up, he may wake up the children. That'll be a hassle.
所以我们在这里看到，朋友也有一条线的。
So there's a limitation to the friend.
这条线他在这个地方画出来说，我没有办法起来给你的。
So that's why he draw the line. I can't get up and give you anything.
这个可能跟我们的文化的朋友关系定义不太一样。
There may be some cultural difference among us.
我们的朋友的定义呢，非常的高，标准非常高。
So our standard of friends is different, higher.
我们希望我们的朋友为我们舍命。
So we want our friends to die for us.
你会发现这个朋友连三个饼半夜起来给他都不肯给的。
And this friend not even willing to get up to give three loaves of bread.
这条线画出来以后呢，这个人实在讲，他没有任何理由再要求了。
So basically, no reason to ask anymore.
但是耶稣在这里说，我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情辞迫切的直求，就必起来。照他所需用的给他。
I tell you, though he will not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend, yet because the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs.
所以这个人呢，他要跨越两个尴尬才能够拿到饼。
So he has to overcome two dilemmas to get the loaf of bread.
我们知道一个人要去求另外一个人，确实是有一个障碍在的。
Sometimes not easy to ask for help.
他有两个尴尬，他要一关一关的跨越过去，他才能够做这件事情。
For him, there's two dilemma.
他根本不把这个障碍呢当作障碍，他情辞迫切的直求。
So he threw it and asked in boldness.
半夜他不停的在那里敲门。
Even midnight, he still knock on the door.
主耶稣用这样的例子来告诉他的门徒。
So he used this example to teach his disciple.
所以他教完他们怎么样祷告以后，他就教导他们说，你们要情辞迫切的直求。
That's why he said, ask in boldness.
接下来他又告诉他们一件事情，说你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
So I say to you, ask and it will be given up to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you.
耶稣再一次的肯定说，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
For everyone who asks receives, and who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened.
耶稣讲的这第十节的经文呢，你经历过的你举手看看。
If you experience that, please raise your hand.
有没有？哇。
So I see some hands.
感谢主啊，感谢主。你这个地方，主耶稣讲的话很绝对哈。他说，凡祈求的。
So it's absolute for everyone who asks.
真的吗
？Is that so?
你凡祈求的，他都给你得着吗？你凡寻找的，他都让你寻见吗？你凡每一次叩门，他都给你开门吗
So everything you asked, you receive. Every time you knocked, the door opened.
我刚刚蒙恩得救的时候，我因为本身有一些的需要，我祷告。
When I was first saved, of course, I have some needs and I pray.
那个时候需要考毕业考。
Because it's my test before graduation.
接下来又要找工作。
Then looking for a job.
接下来要办身份。
Then my immigration status.
这一关一关的事情，我确实是每一个事情都祷告，每一个事情都祷告。
So I pray for everything.
我真的是经历到，我凡是祈求的，真的就得着。
And I did experience what I asked, I received.
我寻找工作，我就寻到了。
I looked for a job, I got one.
我找工作，我只花了一个礼拜，我就找到了。
It only took me 1 week.
所以当时对我来讲，一个刚刚才蒙恩不久的一个基督徒来讲，我的心里面确实很惊吓。
For a newly saved Christian, I was tremendously surprised.
我发现耶稣跟我玩真的。
So, oh, Jesus was real.
所以我还是有点紧张。
So he was serious. I was nervous.
那我下一步我怎么祷告呢？
Then how should I pray further?
耶稣对他的门徒肯定说：“你们中间做父亲的，谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头；求鱼，反拿蛇，当鱼给他呢？”
Which of your fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead?
求鸡蛋。还给他蝎子呢？
Or if he asks for an egg, we'll give him a scorpion.
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父呢？岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
所以我们看见主耶稣给我们开了这么大的一个应许啊。说你们只要祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，敲门就给你开门。
So Jesus promised, "Ask, you shall receive; knock, and the door will be opened unto you."
并且刚刚又用这么肯定的话说，你们做父亲的，为你们的儿女，你们都愿意付出，愿意给他。
So as a father, you want to give your children good gift.
他求饼、求鱼、求鸡蛋，你们一定会给他的。
So ask for fish, ask for gift, and you will give it to them.
不可能给他石头，不可能给他蛇、蝎子。
You won't give a scorpion or snake instead.
并且最后还讲说，岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗
？So that's why your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him.
所以是不是应该得到很大的激励啊
？So this is a great encouragement.
你应该大大的张口。
So you should ask boldly.
上帝会大大的赐给你。
Open your mouth and He will give it to you.
是不是这样呢
？Is that so？
可能在我当中，我看见好像有些人头上有一个问号出现了。
I can see the question mark in your face。
弟兄姐妹，当我们在读圣经的时候，因为一个出发点不一样，解出来的圣经就跑到另一个方向去了。
We all have this different perspective when reading Bible. That's why the interpretation can be so different.
所以我们在读圣经的时候，我们要需要了解到耶稣。在那里启示的时候，他原来真正的意思是什么？不能不正确的切割，造成偏差，而且会偏差的很大。
You have to understand his will, otherwise can be greatly biased.
我们在这里有三个地方常常成为一个争论的地方。
There's three points of arguments as often as we encountered.
刚才讲到说，因为他情辞迫切的直求，就闭起来。照他所需用的。
The first one, because the man boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs.
所以好像给我们的一个印象，好像说我们祷告的时候一定要怎样，要情辞迫切的直求，那上帝一定会给我的。
So that's why, as though if we pray in boldness, God will answer us.
所以有的人就在祷告的时候，他就大哭大叫，泪流满面。
Some were crying and very emotional.
在地上滚。大声的呼叫，激情满溢。
Cry out, even tumbling on the floor.
好像在上帝的父亲的面前呢，在那里耍赖。
Almost like a kid asking for something. If couldn't get it, it was throwing a tantrum.
因为圣经确实明白的想说，要情辞迫切的直求。
Because it's written in the Bible. as in boldness.
第二个地方就是我们刚才讲到的，凡祈求就得着，寻找寻见，叩门就开门。
And secondly, is that for everyone who asks, receive; he who seeks, finds; and who he knocks, the door will be open.
如果是这样的话，基督徒就有很大的危险在那里有试探的。
So there's a danger in temptation among Christians.
因为一个人求就得着，求就得着，这个欲望只有越来越大。
So as received, then your desire will be growing more and more.
那反过来，如果你求就没有得着，寻找却没寻见，叩门却没有开门的时候，你的信仰会不会动摇？
In reverse, if you ask did not receive, maybe there will be question mark about your faith.
所以这个经文是不是真实的？
So is the verse really true?
不知道你读的时候，你有没有问过这样的问题？是真的吗
？Is that so? When you read it,
所以有的人他的祷告常常经验这个应允的时候，他好像成为他的夸口。
So someone boasts about his prayer being answered.
因为我的信心比你大，所以我求你看我都可以得到。
Because my faith is greater than yours, that's when I pray, my prayer always answered.
耶稣真的是这个用意吗
？Jesus really means that way?
这是第二个争论点。
So this is the second point of argument.
第三个争论点说，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父，岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗
？The third argument: If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven and give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him？
有的人在这地方看到了，就以为我祷告的时候，上帝就会把圣灵给我。
So people thought, when I pray, the Holy Spirit will come upon me.
是不是这样子呢
？Is that really so?
圣灵是由你来掌握的。我若祷告，他就会给我。
So you can control Holy Spirit when you pray.
可是，在圣经我们看到，这位圣灵是行作万事，但凭己意。
So the Holy Spirit has to go according to His will.
不是根据人的意志。
It's not according to people's will.
所以在这个地方，我们解经的时候发现是有这三个障碍在。
So there's like three arguments when we read the Bibles, how we interpret it.
不知道诸位弟兄姐妹，你们曾经有想过这个问题吗
？Have you ever thought this way?
如果表示当中还有一个灰色地带的话，就表示我们的信仰或者我们的信心并不是真正落实的。
So if there's a gray zone, that means our faith is not solid yet.
所以有时候我们这条信心的旅程的时候就高高低低起起伏伏。
That's why it's a journey.
好像
这个 up and downs.
世上的股票一样。
Just like stock market.
如果祷告应允了，哇，我就信心大增。
So buy, sell, and hold.
但是如果祷告不成的时候，就开始信心有点摇晃，甚至怀疑自己的信仰，甚至怀疑这位天父。
So if a prayer was not answered, you questioned God and even your faith.
我们在这里要看见主耶稣他的心里面的用心在哪里。
You have to see the heart of the God.
我们在这里看到，事实上主耶稣整个的信息里面的重点是在他的主导文。
So it's all come down to the Lord's Prayer.
主耶稣来教导门徒，你们祷告要抓住这些的要点。
So that's the essence in prayer.
刚才我提到那三个点里面有这样的灰色地带的原因在哪里呢
？Why there's a gray zone among our prayer?
因为那三个点刚才的解法呢，完全是从我来做出发点的。
Because the three arguments all because from our point of view.
当一个人以自己当中心的时候，你读圣经的时候就会读出这个样子出来。
If you're self-centered, that's how you interpret the Bible.
但是我们在这里看见主耶稣整个的祷告的内容呢，他的重心呢，他的出发点呢，完全是以上帝为中心的。
But the content of the Lord's prayer is that will be done.
他在这里告诉我们说，你祷告的对象是这位天父，是他是你的中心。
So you pray to the Father in heaven. That's the center of prayer.
我有一个需要，但是我的眼目却看着是这位天父。
I had a need, but I look upon Heavenly Father.
我看你的回应是我真正的需要。
So you will respond to my real need.
不是看我的需要，我的眼睛焦点放在我的需要上面，并不是这样的。
Not what I want.
事实上，上帝常常借着我们的需要， 把我们吸引到他面前来。
Sometimes God attracts us through our need to Him.
如果我们自己没有软弱、没有需要的话，我们有时候往往不到上帝的面前来。
If we don't have weakness, if we don't have need, then we don't come to Him.
但是要记得，这些的难处有时候是上帝在那里对你的呼唤，说：“回来吧，回来吧。”
Sometimes the difficulty you're facing is call from God, come back to me.
当我们越跟随主了以后，我们要知道一件事情。上帝真正的重点不是你的需要。
The more we follow God, the more we know it's not what we want.
而是他借着这样呼唤你，是因为他有他的需要。
He calling to him according to his need.
难处只不过是一个过程，一个手段而已。
A difficulty is just a process.
但是在这里，如果以神为出发点，以神为中心的时候呢，你的祷告就整个可以翻转过来。
So you look upon him, your perspective will be different.
我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
我的心里面有一个愿望。
I have a wish.
这个愿望非常的沉重。
It's heavy upon me.
但是我做不来。
I cannot do it.
所以我有这样的负担，我情辞迫切地向你来直求。
It burdened me so much, I ask you in boldness.
天父啊，因为世人并不尊你的名为圣。
Because people don't hallow your name.
在我的里面像发烧一样。
So just like fever in me.
我没有办法使这件事情落实。
So I cannot get anything solid from
this. 所以我向你祷告。
That's why we ask you.
请你听我情实迫切的直求。
Hear my prayer in earnest.
愿世上的人尊你的名为圣。
May the world hallow be that your name.
当这样的祷告的时候，你就自然，你这个人就说，上帝啊，愿我尊你的名为圣。
Because I hallow be your name, that will be done.
上帝啊，你的国并没有降临在这个世界。
That kingdom come, it's not yet done yet.
在我的心中是成为一个很沉重的负担。
That's a burden on me.
所以我情实迫切地向你求说，愿你的国降临在这个地上。
That's I pray in earnest, that will be done on earth as in heaven.
因为我这样的祷告，所以我在我的心里面自然就产生一个愿望，说愿你的国也先降临在我这个人的身上。
That's why I wish your kingdom upon me first.
我感觉到这个世界，你的旨意并没有办法通行，人抗拒你的旨意。
I feel people not doing your will.
我的心里面有很大的沉重，所以我情实迫切地向你祷告。
My heart is heavy, that's why I'm here in prayer.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上，没有任何的拦阻。
That will be done on earth as in heaven, without obstruction.
当你这样情实迫切地祷告的时候，你的里面一定会产生，上帝啊，愿你的旨意行在我这个人的身上，如同你行在天上一样。
So it has to be your kingdom come upon me first.
这个就是情实迫切直求的意思。
That's how you pray in boldness, in earnesty.
在这里还有一个祷告，神借着我们的需要，我们日用的饮食来呼唤我们。
Give us our daily bread. That's our needs to bring us back to Him.
或许在我们当中，你也有现在的这样的遭遇。你在经济上，你确实常常遇到挫折，遇到压力，很难以维持你一天生活上、饮食上的需要。
Maybe you have some financial issue, you couldn't get your daily bread.
上帝说，我要借着你的困难，我要祝福你。
But through your difficulty, I will give you blessing.
我给你的最大的祝福是，你借着这个难处，你到我的面前来。
So your difficulty will bring you to me.
他要告诉你一句话，他说，你凡祈求的，我一定会让你得着。
Ask and you shall receive.
你寻找的，你一定会寻见。
Seek, you find.
你叩门的。我会为你开门。
Knock and the door will be opened unto you.
那个时候我在找工作的时候，我就是带着这样的态度，我要去叩门。
That's how I felt when I searched my job.
我真的是到每一个公司的门口，真的在他们门口就这样敲门了。我要进来，我要找一份工作。
So I cold call many company, knock on the door.
所以他们也觉得很意外。
So they were surprised.
他们以为我是 salesman.
Because they thought I was a salesperson.
他们以为我要去卖东西的
soliciting something.
没想到他们发现我是要把我自己卖给他们
didn't know I was soliciting myself to them.
就门就有打开
and the door opened.
因为他顾念我们
because God give think about my need.
他借着这个很简单的日用的饮食来呼唤我们
He used the daily bread to call upon me.
我不是因为我这样找到工作我就很快乐。
So it wasn't just finding a job to be happy.
我更叫我快乐的是主与我同在。
Furthermore, I feel His presence.
在我好像没有路可以走的时候他陪伴我。
When I reached to the end, and He opened another door for me.
当我在那里犹豫不决到底该不该敲人人家愿不愿意见我的时候他给我信心跟勇气。
When I was wobbly, He supported me, gave me faith to go on.
接着我这个一点点的需要，他却把他自己给了了我，给了了我。
Not only my needs, He gave Himself to me.
他说：“你祈求的，我就给你。
”You ask, you receive.
我并没有向他要六位数字的薪水。
I didn't ask for six-figure salary.
我只要我能够满足我衣食的需要的工作就可以了。
I only ask for my daily bread.
我却得到更丰富的，就是他的自己。
But furthermore, I got His presence in me.
所以你们祈求，就给你们。
So ask, you shall receive.
难道父亲，你求饼，你求鱼，你求鸡蛋，难道我把给你石头，我给你蛇，我给你蝎子吗
？So as a father, when your son asks for egg, for fish, will the father give stone, scorpion, or snake?
我亲自的感受得到，真的，他知道我。
I personally feel he knows me. He knows my need.
并且我们在这个世上。我们没有办法赦免别人。事实上，天父看到我们，实在是同情我们。
We can't forgive us. That's a sympathy from the Lord.
因为我们的心把对方关闭在监牢的里面。
So actually, when we're not forgiving, so we're in the prison ourselves.
我们也陪伴了那个人守在监牢的外面。
So we're put that man in prison, and we're just outside the prison ourselves.
我们不肯赦免，我们成为一个受害的人。
We suffer because our unforgiving heart.
主认识我们，因为我们没有能力胜过，我们没有办法赦免。
God knows by ourselves we cannot overcome.
他说：“你到我这里来。”
That's why come to me.
你来看我怎么赦免人。
See how I forgive people.
因为到他面前来，我们就得到力量。
In His presence, we will have power.
你如果没有办法胜过的时候，你情辞迫切地向他直求。
If you can't overcome, pray to him in boldness.
你可以对他说：“父啊，我没有办法赦免这个人。”
You can pray to him, God, I cannot forgive this person.
我没有能力。
I can't do it.
我很苦闷。
So I suffer tremendously.
求你施怜悯在我身上。
Have mercy on me.
赐给我力量。
Give me power.
让我能够胜过。
So that I can overcome.
你情辞迫切的直求。
You pray in earnest.
你就会经历到。圣灵降下能力来了。
You will experience Holy Spirit upon you.
他陪伴你走过这个赦免的道路。
He will be with you.
他会医治你的伤痛。
He will heal your wounds.
他会赐给你上帝安慰的言语。
He will comfort you.
让你能够胜过。
So that you can overcome.
只要你情辞迫切的直求。
Pray in boldness.
并且我们在这世上有许多的试探引诱，常常叫我们软弱跌倒。
There are many temptations in the world for us to stumble.
如果你经验到常常受到这样的试探的时候，你就软弱的时候，你要情辞迫切的向他直求。
When you face temptation, you have to pray even in boldness.
你要对这位天父说：“我靠我的自己的力量，我已经一次再一次的失败，我恳求你施恩在我身上。”
I fail miserably. Have mercy on me.
不要遇见试探。
Lead us not into temptation.
并且救我脱离那一位仇敌恶者。
Deliver us from the evil.
当我们这样的态度来到神的面前的时候，他说什么？他说圣灵会与你同在。
So when we pray this way, then he said the Holy Spirit will be upon you.
你的目的是要求来到父面前。
So you ask in his presence.
当你的心求来到父的面前的时候，他说圣灵会带领你过来的。
And The Holy Spirit will lead your heart in my presence.
你就可以在圣灵中祷告。
You can pray in Holy Spirit.
不是说因为我要求圣灵，所以圣灵给我，不是，乃是这里以父的旨意为中心的时候，你这样的情辞迫切的求的时候，你会经历到一件事情，竟然圣灵与我同在。
So you will ask in His name, the Holy Spirit will come. That's how you will experience.
圣灵的同在让我们有方向。
So Holy Spirit's presence will guide you.
圣灵会赐下医治。
So Holy Spirit will heal you.
我们里面的伤痛，他会恩待我们的。
Give us mercy, comfort us.
并且他还要赐下大的能力。
Give us power.
超过我们人的能力的。
Overcome whatever we can achieve.
所以我们看见主耶稣事实上整个的祷告讲了这么长，他事实上只见着重点，就是你要以父的心为心。
That will be done. That's the most important thing.
这位天父真的是你的主。
He is your Lord.
不是以我为中心的祷告。
It's not self-centered prayer.
乃是以上帝为中心的祷告。
That will be done.
其实我越多的日子发现一件很奇妙的事情。
Something wonderful I discovered.
你越为上帝的事情来做中心来祷告的时候呢，他已经讲了其他的东西我都要加给你。
When you ask in His name, He will give you more than you can imagine.
你本来想要求的那些东西，其实等到你以神为中心来祷告的时候，你会发现你过去所求的东西好像是零零碎碎的。
If you ask in His name, you will discover what you need is very trivial.
你以神为中心的祷告，你发现神超过你所求所想的。大大的加给你。
God will give you more than you can ever imagine.
你原来所要的 那些东西真的不足为道。
So looking back, what you ask is really, really trivial.
他是一位丰富的上帝。
God is abundant.
刚才讲到说，你求饼、求鱼、求鸡蛋，难道他不给你吗？
So that's why if you ask egg, he will give you even more.
而且他在这里告诉我们说，其实神非常的乐意要将你所要的要给你的。
God is very happy to give what you ask.
并且我们就能够经历到主耶稣还没有办法经历到的一件事情。
And we can experience what even Jesus have not experienced yet.
主耶稣来到地上呢，一心以父的旨意为中心。
Jesus came on earth for his will.
在他最软弱的时候，那就是在客西马尼园。
In Gethsemane, his point of weakness.
他跪在地上，大声祷告，哀求这位能救他免于死的上帝。
So he cried out to the Lord there.
在这样的征战的当中呢，是谁来帮助耶稣啊
？So who helped him?
让他汗流如同血点滴在地上的时候，是天使来帮助他。
So he sweat beads of blood. It's angel who came and ministered to him.
我们的征战都还不到如此，上帝却恩待我们，是让圣灵来帮助我们。
Our struggle is nowhere near Jesus' struggle, and God came to help us in person.
我们是何等的尊贵啊，是圣灵来帮助我们。
So how privileged we have the Holy Spirit to help us.
还不是只是天使而已啊，那服役的灵啊。
It's more than angel.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见了父的心意啊，我们朝着他的心意来祷告，经历到这位圣灵与你同在的经历。
So ask His will, and you will experience Holy Spirit presence with you.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们。